You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Running a short-term rental business means wearing a lot of hats. And for many of you listening, you're a team of one. Guest communication, marketing, cleaning coordination, finances, it all falls on your shoulders.
And when you're bouncing between Airbnb, Vrbo, spreadsheets, and a dozen apps, things slip. You miss messages. You spend hours updating calendars, and you're left working in your business instead of on it.
That's why we're excited about Lodgify. It's built for hosts like you, solo operators and growing teams who want to simplify and professionalize their business.
With Lodgify, you can build a direct booking website you actually own, sync all of your calendars in one place, and automate guest communication and payments so nothing falls through the cracks.
And here's the bigger picture. In today's market, trust is everything. Guests want to know they're booking with a professional. Having your own direct booking site signals credibility, consistency, and long-term stability, things that matter more than ever.
So if you're ready to stop duct taping systems together and start running your rentals like a real business, check out Lodgify. Use our link in the show notes and code TFE20 to get 20% off yearly or bi-yearly plans.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan. This is Thanks for Visiting, and it is the hosting hotline. Annette still is on vacation, which is awesome. She is going to be the most relaxed, the most recharged. But today I'm bringing on, because I can't do this alone, I don't want to do this alone, our COO, our Chief Operations Officer, and our resident revenue manager expert, Colleen Prochaska. Welcome to the show, Colleen.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You guys, everyone, I'm going to out Colleen. She's nervous.
Always.
What makes you so nervous, Colleen, to be on the show?
Just all the ears that are listening to me. It makes me nervous. Because I'm on the line here with a professional podcaster and I'm not. So yeah, it makes me nervous.
But you know what you're a professional at is operations and revenue management and helping hosts make, I'm talking significant amount of more revenue, Colleen. Like you have to at least own that you are very good at helping hosts make more money.
Do own that. Yes. I do feel like a professional revenue manager.
And so there's nothing you can do on this podcast that will override the fact that you are such an incredible expert. And I am always honored to bring you on the show and to show you off to our world, because it's important that they hear not only what Annette and I believe to be true, but also what you believe to be true, because you are so centered around data and not making decisions based on feelings or based on data points that aren't the needle movers. For example, before we pressed record, we were talking about how today's, and you guys will hear it in her question, and Sandra, this is all coming from love and wanting to help and support you. But it sounds as if Sandra is basing, quote unquote, doing well around getting a lot of five-star reviews. Five-star reviews, they are a metric in the overarching strategy of making more revenue, but it is not the only metric. Other things have to align with those five-star reviews to make sure that we are, quote unquote, doing well. So let's listen to Sandra's question.
Hi there. Just wanted to inquire about pricing. We've got sort of a B&B set up at the moment, and we list both rooms individually on Airbnb. We're doing well. However, we're struggling with the pricing element. I've trialed Price Labs, but we are coming in far too low for what we want to be advertising for, especially with the 15% increase from Airbnb. We've often had guests say that we are too cheap for what we offer. It's quite a unique experience, and we've got like 4.99 reviews on Airbnb. So we feel like we're doing everything right, but it's just the occupancy and the pricing that we obviously want to improve on. So any advice for this sort of unique scenario? Because I just can't find any comparable listings in our area to be able to get an informed decision and not price ourselves out of the market, but also keep us booked and making money. Any help would be great. Thank you.
All right, Colleen. So coming full circle back now to what we talked about before we played Sandra's question of Sandra says she's doing well, but she's obviously calling in the hotline and she's wanting to get some pricing help. So what's your takeaway from her doing well, but still calling in wanting to, quote unquote, increase occupancy and bookings?
Yes, since Annette is not on the line, I will quote her here and define what well means, right? What does, and even when someone says, I want to make more money or I want this or I want that, we're always going to circle back to the host and say, what does that mean? Do you want to increase your occupancy by a certain percentage? What is your revenue right now? What are you trying to grow it to? I always make this joke that you can't pay your mortgage with 5-star reviews. You can't write that on the check. So what... when you say you're doing well, of course, I'm a revenue management girly, so I want to know revenue-wise, what does that mean? Revenue cures everything. So with more revenue comes more 5-star reviews, more a better team, more amenities, more properties, blah, blah, blah. So everything for me is always focused around what's your number look like today and what do we need to get it to or what's the goal there?
And, you know, when we discuss doing well and removing from the conversation 5-star reviews, then comes in the conversation about using a piece of software that helps us understand how we're doing and how do we know how we're doing, Colleen? Like compared to what? Like how do we know if we're doing well or not doing well as it relates to making revenue for our business?
As it relates to making revenue, what we can compare ourselves to is certainly your same property this time last year is a kind of a baseline metric that we can use. But the most important number that we're going to use is how are we performing compared to all of the other short-term rentals in my market, right? So everybody that is renting in your area, good properties, mid-scale, economy, someone's basement, someone's bedroom, all the way up to a luxury property. What's our revenue look like as compared to those properties?
And that information is out there, right?
It is. It's out there. We use Price Labs to gather that information. I'm sure any of your other dynamic pricing software will do it for you. But it is the most important piece of the puzzle to uncover when you're trying to gauge whether or not you are successful revenue-wise as a short-term rental operator.
Right. And now Sandra mentions that guests often tell her that she's not charging enough. Is that a metric that we should use to tell us whether or not we're priced appropriately?
No. So you know when you have hit your limit on charging enough when you don't get the booking, right? So, and also, I think it's very kind and sweet that a guest had a great experience and feels like that was cheaper than they were expecting to pay for such a great experience. That equate to them spending that money, though. I think that's an easy sentence to say when you're paying a lower rate and you're staying there, right? But the way that we can really test this is by pushing the limit on our rate and seeing if guests are truly willing to pay for whatever that experience is that, in this case, Sandra is offering.
And we hear this all the time. I tried Price Labs, but it has me priced too low. It's coming in too low. It's not working. How do we reframe the mindset of the host who wants Price Labs or Beyond or Wheelhouse? These are other brands out there in the pricing space. So I want everyone to understand we use Price Labs. So that's why we talk about it. But there are other solutions out there. But how do we change that mindset, Colleen, of these softwares aren't going to do the whole job for you. That would be like expecting our guests to book through Airbnb and then Airbnb to host the guest, to solve all our problems, to message the guest. I mean, they do a lot, don't get me wrong, but they don't, we have to bring it home. We have to do the thing. So talk to me about what PriceLab's role is in revenue management and how we can help Sandra reframe her mindset around this software so that she's not signing off on it and saying it doesn't work before it even has a chance to.
This is such a dynamic question. I love that. PriceLab's role in pricing your property is, of course, they are gathering information, data, price points, all the properties in your market at a rapid speed that you just could never do, nor would you want to spend your time doing that. So certainly they're the collectors of all this information. And yes, they have software there that is designed to give you your best shot. And ultimately, PriceLab's, they can hit the nail on the head. But what it is, though, is that all it is spoon feeding you information that you then need to take action on. It's like, I have a workout app on my phone, tells me a workout to do every single day. But unless I'm going to pick up the weight and put it back down over and over again, that's not doing the work for me, right? It's the same concept. I think saying PriceLab's either had me too low, or a lot of times they say too high, which is like painful for me sometimes to hear. It's like, no, PriceLab's doesn't have anything. All PriceLab's knows is the information that you are giving it and all of the other hosts around it. You know, it's very scientific. And then as we say, pricing your property is an art and a science. There's little nuances that you know about your property, about your market, about specific events in your area. That's really where you come in. But PriceLab's isn't pricing your property. And that should be the sentence that gets removed from everyone's vocabulary.
And I think we can share with you, Sandra, that you're not alone in this thinking.
No.
And maybe you don't know this, so I'm going to share this with all of you, that if anyone out there has ever thought about wanting to use someone to do your pricing for you or to hire a revenue manager, they use software. A lot of the times it's PriceLab's to do the work, right? So that not only are you paying for that software price, but you're also paying for a human to pick up the weight and put it back down for you, you know? So if I share that with you, that revenue management agencies even use the software to do their job, they're not manually doing it, because why manually do something that now you have this data at your fingertips that's moving a mile a minute? Bookings are coming in left and right from Vrbo, from Airbnb, from hotels. Let's use software. Let's use data to aggregate that information at a rapid pace so that we can make decisions quicker and have dynamic pricing. So pricing that moves quickly with the market. And so once we can really understand that it's not as simple as just signing up for PriceLab's, and it's not as simple as just answering one or two questions once you sign up for it and you're off the races, you are going to have to, and the answer is out there, Sandra, whether or not your current pricing is actually quite accurate, or if you are too low, like that information is on PriceLab's. You just have to go and find it and then know what to do with it. Anything else, Colleen, that you can give Sandra when it comes to that pricing is, even when she finds out whether she's aligned with the market or not aligned with the market, that this is work that is truly never done? And how do we make that feel like not such a heavy lift?
Yeah, no, I think the best advice I can give, and this is to all Sandra and everyone, is that you should never feel 100% locked in on your pricing strategy. Your pricing strategy should always be changing. The climate is always changing. The market is always changing. Booking windows are changing. Everything's changing. And so that's not a bad thing. Like sometimes I hear it's almost exasperated, like, oh, my, this is happening or my, that's, it's like, no, all that is just another piece of information for the puzzle of pricing your property. It should feel not like I'm never going to get this. And it's more like, this is part of my day-to-day. So you change your sheets after every stay. We log into PriceLab's and we check what's going on in the market, you know, once a week and see what the scoop is. It shouldn't be thought of as you're doing that because you don't have it locked in. Like, you wouldn't not change your sheets. You're doing that because it's part of what it is, right? It's just part of your day to day. And I think because it has been kind of built up in our mind, we think of it as this task that we're never going to get. And the thing is like, if you have your pricing strategy so locked in that you don't need to touch anything, then I would challenge anybody that feels that way, that they're, oh, I've got it down. I guarantee you're leaving money on the table. I guarantee it.
Because, I mean, you've been doing revenue management, you know, for years and years, Colleen, and you're still trying new things. You're still experimenting. We give Colleen properties where we're like, hey, we have some wiggle room here. Go ahead and play. And she'll play with making decisions on when to raise the rate when everyone else is lowering, when to, does she have a strategy that's more economy and doing a higher occupancy versus a higher ADR and making more revenue and not worrying about how many guests are coming in because the guests who do come in pay at a higher rate. I mean, you're always testing things, Colleen. And will you ever stop? Like, will you ever run out of ideas and ways to test things?
No, because the market is always, there's always a test to be had, right? And one thing that's important with what everything you're saying, Sarah, is blocking out, I block out so much noise of like, if I lower this rate, then I'm going to get this bad guest. Or if I put at this rate, then I'm going to get dinged on my value. Or if I do, and all it is staying rooted in what it is, which is that the market is here and I either want to match the market or beat the market. And what do I need to do to make that happen? Because revenue cures everything, right? So that's the strategy.
Yes. And Sandra, we also hear you too. In Sandra mentioned how, what a unique stay she has, and obviously her guests love it. And we get that, Sandra. But your property still plays a part in an overarching ecosystem of options for your guests. So while you may have a more unique experience for your guest, especially once they stay and get to actually experience it, you still are an option, or your competitors who you don't feel are your competitors, there's still an option that your guest can choose to book over you. You can obviously improve that with how you express the uniqueness of your property in your listing, in your photos, in your copy. But I want to make sure everyone is not thinking that dangerous thought of, I don't have competitors, I have no comp set, my pricing is unique, and you know, it's this special snowflake, and it's, everyone has a comp set that they can dial in and that they can take information from. Does that mean that your pricing is going to be what their pricing strategy is going to be exactly? No, right, Colleen? Like, you could say, hey, this property that is as close as I can find to mine has this strategy going on. I'm going to be this percentage points above them because I feel X, Y, Z. And compared to the market, we're actually doing quite well. So you know what I mean? Like, it's those kind of conversations you have to have with yourself.
And that comes through way more than just your pricing strategy, right? That's, how does your listing look? How are you selling the property? What's, you know, what, if you want to be a rate leader in your market, which I hope all of you are, that also comes at an expense, right? That comes at an expense of being the most locked in host on your block. There's no complacency that can happen in a rate leader market.
Sandra, so what I'm saying to wrap up this episode is, if Price Labs wasn't your jam, if the way it looks, the way it operates isn't your jam, that's fine. But you have to try another software and you have to give yourself time to understand how you can compare yourself to the rest of your marketplace so you can start to develop a strategy. Because everything you want to know, those answers exist, but it's going to take your patience and your willingness to learn to develop that strategy. Anything else you want to add, Colleen?
No, that's perfect, Sarah.
All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.